2. The work of Hegel. Until towards the end of the 18th century, learned and unlearned philosophers and Philistines had some such general notions as the following. The world has either been created or it has existed from eternity. It is either governed by a personal, supernatural God or universal spirit, or it is kept going by nature like some delicate machine. It exists in accordance with eternal laws and is perfect, ordained to fulfill some design and constant. The things and beings which are found in it are divided into kinds, species, and classes. All is fixed, constant, and eternal. Things and beings are contiguous in space and succeed one another in time, as they have done ever since time was. It is the same with the incidents and events of the world and of mankind. Such common proverbs as "there is nothing new under the sun" and "history repeats itself" are but popular expressions of this view. Correlative to this philosophy was logic, or the science of the laws of thinking, Greek logos, reason, word. It taught how men should use their reason, how they should express themselves reasonably, how concepts arise, in what manner, for example, the human understanding.